The 13th Annual Spring Plant Sale at Crabtree Farms is coming up April 13th and 14th, just in time for spring planting. I visited Crabtree Farms and spoke with Executive Director Joel Hauser while touring the greenhouses of the farm. Just about anyone can grow herbs or vegetables in a container or in their yard. With the weather warming up just a bit, people are planting their gardens, and the annual Spring Plant Sale at Crabtree Farms is a popular choice for home gardening. I visited Crabtree Farms in late February when they were preparing some of the plants for the sale.
It's kind of a bleak, rainy day today, but I'm still seeing a lot of activity as y'all are preparing for the spring to come.
That's right. We can't take rain days around here. Unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, we have enough to keep us busy. And today's a lot of greenhouse work and getting ready. This time of year, we're always kind of waiting for the ground to dry up to get out in the field. But there's plenty to do in the greenhouses.
Now, the greenhouses are where most of those spring plants are probably starting to grow.
That's right. We already have thousands and thousands of seedlings getting ready for the field and more of them for the spring plant sale.
What do you anticipate selling at the spring plant sale? What kind of plants?
We sell pretty much whatever we can grow, whatever grows well around here. We do a lot of vegetables. Then we also do some fruits and some herbs. We really focus on edibles. The vegetables are all ones that we grow in the field, so they're kind of tested varieties that we have tried out and can vouch for the most part. And we focus on a lot of heirlooms, particularly with tomatoes, things like Brandywine, Cherokee Purples, things that do well around here and just taste great.
Your farm is not just a good place to come and buy plants, but it is a working farm and a teaching farm for sustainable agriculture.
That's right. We're on city property. We have 22 acres, a diversified, sustainable farm. We're open to the public, but then we have a lot of educational opportunities throughout the year. We have about 15 workshops for adults each year, and we're just getting started on those. We have a lot coming up. The spring plant sale, we have guest lecturers that come in and do workshops, so we have about 5 workshops planned for that, and that's everything from growing an herbal pharmacy to edible landscaping, things like that.
That is really the newest thing, the edible landscaping, to make your front yard into a garden and not just hiding it in the back.
A lot of our plants, a lot of the fruit plants are really attractive, and it's a nice thing to work into the landscape. We're big proponents of people gardening for themselves. We're definitely all for the small farm, but we want to see people growing their own food, and there's nothing more local than food that you grow in your front yard.
Can we go in one of the greenhouses and check it out?
Absolutely. These are mostly for the spring plant sale. These that we have in this kind of tray are for the field. So we have all these seedlings back here are all for the spring plant sale. So they're just getting started and we're just cracking the seed on them. We've got peppers and borage, more peppers, and then a ton of tomatoes. That is thousands of tomato seedlings of kind of several different varieties. For the field, we've got a lot of brassicas right now, a lot of kale. We have some Swiss chard, collards. Yeah, we have a lot of basils, fennel here. Are you working on fennel?
Yeah,
transplanting fennel out for the field, and that's going to be a bulb fennel.
How many greenhouses do you have?
2.5 greenhouses. We have 2 that are heated, and then we have 1 small unheated one. And that one is just to bring the perennial plants in to get them to pop a little earlier for the spring plant sale. Really, we're just trying to get them to break dormancy because it's exciting to garden in the spring, and it's exciting. It's nice to have some nice green plants. And naturally, a lot of the plants aren't breaking dormancy until around that time. That being said, this year, everything's popping a little earlier, and it might be the new trend. We had blueberries blooming in December, so there is no normal at this point. Those are Egyptian walking onions. That's a cool dividing onion that is a perennial. So most of our onions are annuals, and they put these bulbs on, and then what they'll do is they'll put bulbils on the leaf, and those will drop down and it'll spread. So it's not a big producer of onions, but it's something that's nice to have in a yard because you can go out and just get them when you need them. And everybody likes onion. Oregano is a thing that's really easy for us to propagate. We propagate most of these ourselves. We buy some plugs. But most of the things we do propagate ourselves. We have a little hydroponic cloner, but we don't use it hydroponically. We just use it in water, and it just sprays the stem until it roots. And so all this purple sage was started like that, and then all the oregano and some of the other things.
Crabtree Farm's spring plant sale is Saturday, April 13th, and Sunday, April 14th. You can purchase plants and locally produced crafts or attend one of the free workshops while at the farm. Follow the link from our blog at wutc.org for more information. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.